Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Shark Week is on right here in the middle of a Shark Week on Discovery Channel. We are very excited to talk to Shark Week expert Paul DeGelder. He's featured in a couple of programs this week, Shark Wrecked and Laws of Jaws. And let's get started, Paul. Shark attacks seem like they're a lot in the news this summer. Is that just like media hype? Or shark attacks on the rise?
Well, we don't really like to call them shark attacks because sharks aren't necessarily malicious. So mine, there are shark attacks. I feel like mine was a shark attack, but there was a lot of shark interactions, a lot of shark bites. There's actually not more than what's happening every year, but there are more people in the ocean. There are more people with cameras. The reporting process is getting more efficient. And to be honest, the media just loves a good shark attack. So it gets plastered all over the media.
So when you were the Navy clearance diver, take us back to 2009 and that event that happened to you, and it would have scared me to death to even go swimming ever again.
I turned up to work one morning. We were doing counterterrorism training in Sydney Harbour right alongside the big Navy base there. I just pulled out one of the new guys to take over, and I was swimming on the surface on my back in a black wetsuit and a pair of black fins. And a bull shark came out of nowhere. No one saw it. It grabbed me by the back of the right leg and the right hand in the same bite and decided to tear me apart. I think maybe if it had hit the femur bone of my leg, it might have realized I wasn't food and let go. But it just grabbed a huge chunk of meat and it started ripping it out of my body, which was immensely painful. I get a lot of people asking me if it hurt.
They ask you if it hurts
when you're talking. Yeah, a lot more than you would think.
I can only imagine.
Of course it hurt. Did you think you were going to die in that moment? I would be thinking, this is how I'm going to go.
I was underwater. I was drowning. I was in agony. I realized that there was nothing I could do. This was a 600-pound animal made of muscle in its environment. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm not going home today. I'm going to die right now. So the shark removed my hamstring and took off my hand. And because my wetsuit made me positively buoyant, I popped to the surface and realized I wasn't dead. And that was when the survival instincts kicked in and I started swimming for the boat. I was keeping my right arm out of the water above my heart to try and stem the bleeding, not realizing how bad my leg was damaged and that I was swimming through a pool of my own blood.
Again, this is Paul DeGelder. He's one of the experts this week on Shark Week. Yeah, so you ended up losing two limbs.
Yeah, my hand was gone. The shark removed that. And it took my hamstring and a lot of my quad muscle as well. So it took the nerve as well as the muscle. So not only could I not feel the leg, I couldn't move it. And so after that first week, I had to make the call as to whether I was going to keep it or remove it. But I didn't want to carry this unfeeling lump of wood around with me. So I decided to have it taken off, which was really, really hard. You know, when you can see your leg there, but you just can't feel it, and you've got to have it taken off, it was quite, you know, emotionally destabilizing. But I used my fear of potentially losing my career and losing this incredible life that I had created into a motivator to get me back into the gym, get me rehabbing, get myself off the drugs and get back to work. And I pulled that off within 6 months, which is made me extremely happy to have that value and purpose still in my career.
And that part of your story is amazing, you know, to, you know, go back to the gym and being physically active again. But then the next step is to go back into the water, and now you're like shark guy.
Yeah, voluntarily.
I know, it's weird.
It's weird. It's good that you get that. How does that go over with your family?
Surprisingly, they all know me well enough to not even blink an eye at it.
All right.
Tell us about these shows that you're doing this week for Shark Week, because they sound so cool.
Yeah, really good. We started the week off with Shark Trip, which was a fun trip to the Bahamas with some celebrity comedians.
Now, among the comedians, who was the biggest baby when it came to coming face to face with a shark?
The biggest baby and the biggest lungs of the trip goes to Anthony Anderson. That man has a vocal range of screaming I've never witnessed before.
That's funny.
Well, just talking to you right now, I can see why you're such a great motivational speaker and why you would mentor kids in schools and be so awesome at it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
My pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
Cheers, bye.